Welcome back to another episode of Dads Who Try. This is episode 52, Nate.
It is episode number 52, and happy Monday morning.
Yeah, happy Monday morning. And you guys, I am excited that we are getting... We're just really, like, what is it, 2 weeks away from Christmas?
Yeah.
How do you feel? Wow.
I love everything about this moment in the year.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
So you're like full on Christmas music. You're full on, you know, Christmas spirit. The tree is up. You know, all the kids are in, you know, the red, you know, and black pajamas. You guys are doing the whole thing.
We love it.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, I would be in the Christmas spirit all year round.
Yeah. Like Whoville?
Like Whoville. Like, you know, I'm trying to look like Santa. That's why I've gained weight. I'm, you know, want to give gifts to people. I want to get gifts from people.
Yeah.
I want the cookies all year round. I just,
if hot Christmas, chocolate. Yeah, the
if
whole
it was
thing.
Christmas every day.
Yep.
Wouldn't life not be better?
Yeah. You know, I think life would be better. I just don't know if I could do Christmas every single day. Like,
how dare you?
Yeah. How dare I?
Well, you're the type of guy who would say I could do 4th of July every day.
No,
that's the vibe you give off.
The 4th of July, that's the best you can
do. You look
like
the type of guy that would be like, I'll have 4 hot dogs every day.
Are you projecting?
So, Christmas in July, baby.
Holy cow. That's where we are at on a Monday morning, you guys, and
clearly on a Monday morning, we are a little bit delirious.
Yeah.
Mondays are different when you have kids.
Yeah, it is. And especially coming off of like a crazy weekend sometimes. And I feel like Sunday night really determines the week, huh?
Yeah, it really does. But really, Saturday night determines your Sunday morning, which determines your Sunday night. But if you keep on going, your Saturday... No, it's true. Sunday nights, if you can get your Sunday night right, then your Mondays are rocking. And if you don't, then you're kind of screwed for the week.
Yeah, I'm always like, how do I really want to foresee this week? And majority of the time, if I can prepare myself, kind of like start gauging where the kids are at and, you know, trying to get them into bed at a right time. You know, it's not that I want an easy Monday morning. I just want a Monday morning where I can still set up myself right too as well. Not only get the kids right, but Monday morning, I feel like it's, you know, I think for a lot of people, you know, that's kind of like their, you know, like I got to get up, I got to hit the alarm clock, I got to get going. You know, for us, you know, we have a little bit of a different schedule with our work schedule. So, you know, Monday morning feels a little bit slow, but if I feel like if I can get the kids right on Sunday night, my money and I get my Monday rocking. Oh, dude, that's gonna be a good week.
Totally.
Truly.
Tommy, wait until your kids go to school.
Yeah.
And then while you're at work at school, it really doesn't affect you as much as it'll affect your wife, but
yeah,
it is a game changer.
Right.
Yeah. The routine of school helps, I think, our kids so much.
Yeah.
And your Sunday night should be a part of your weekly routine. You know,
that's it.
Saturday, maybe Friday night, it's like kind of the routine goes out the door.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Majority of the time I feel like it's like I'm ready for like a crazy day or I want to get into something wild with the kids. That to me comes around like Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, Friday morning, I'm like, oh man, like this it's game on. Like I'm down for whatever today. We can go to bed late. We can push our bedtime a little bit. You know, Saturday morning, we're still rocking it. We're going out, you know, getting some food, breakfast, doing the whole thing. And then, you know, Sunday morning, I'm like, all right, it's time to get everyone up. We're going to go to church. We're going to do the whole thing. But then Saturday, you know, Sunday afternoon, I'm like, all right, it's time.
We got to dial them back.
And so, but here we are on a Monday, and it's episode 52. And if you guys didn't know this, we have recorded a podcast every day since December 1st. And we said that we're going to record 31 episodes here in December. And we've done that so far. And you know what? I actually really do enjoy this.
Yeah, I like the flow. We'll see what it looks like going into the new year. But Tis the season of giving, yeah. And we're giving you guys more podcasts than we've ever given before.
Yeah, some of you guys didn't ask for it, but we're still giving it away, and so you really have no choice.
We're recording every day because we had an overwhelming response of people saying no one asked for a daily podcast, but here we are.
Yeah, you know, of the millions and millions of people that follow this brand, you guys, there's only 10 people that said yes.
Dude, we're just dads who try, bro. It's not a brand.
Yeah, come on, you guys. We're not building brands here. We're just...
But hey, we have some merch if you want.
Start pitching in the merch, dude.
Oh, man. Dude, we have the most trash merch in the world.
Dude, you can't say that on the podcast. You really can't.
But I mean, one man's trash is another man's treasure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually really do enjoy our merch.
I rock our shorts.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And our quarter zips all the time.
Yeah. I love our stuff. I really do. I love our beanies. You know, do I have a favorite? I do.
It's the shorts.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I like the hoodie. I do like
the hoodie.
Yeah, I like the shorts. The shorts, like, it was like a really cool nylon material, which I thought was like good for running.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the shorts a lot.
Okay, you know, our merch isn't trash.
Yeah.
Just our listeners' response to buying it is.
Yeah. No, I would say they're like in the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, we were trying to do it like ourselves. And it just did not hit well at all. No. And I never want to see that thing again.
No.
I want to send anything that exists out there in the world away. Do we have still room to improve? Sure. If there's merch that, you know, if you're listening to this right now and you guys have ideas, send them our way. We're actually open. We're the most open we've ever been right 100%. Now in this moment. And so you never know what could happen in 2024, you know? You guys, we get like $1 million budget, like start dreaming on the podcast. Like they don't want to hear this, but I'm telling you guys anyways, this is what's happening.
This is it.
Yeah. The $1 million budget's coming in and we are about to have some fire merch. Old Navy will not have anything on us.
Look.
Old Navy.
$1 million budget. Hey, if each one of you just gave $100,000.
Yeah.
Then we'd be at $1 million by our next podcast.
A milli, you guys. Come on.
Okay, here's a question for you. I just watched Squid Game's Challenge, and they just finished the final episode, and the winner got $4.56
million. $4,560,000.
Isn't that crazy?
What are you going to do with that money?
Would you... People don't know this about you, Tommy, but you have a connection in the reality TV world. We won't say who it is, but if you had the opportunity to go onto a show like Survivor, would you do it?
If I had the chance to just go?
Yeah, if you had the chance to go, you have a chance for $1 million after taxes, around $650,000. You know, you're gone from your family for a month in 2 weeks. You know, six weeks. Would you take it?
Yeah, I would.
Even with the risk that you're not going to win?
Yeah, if I didn't have the responsibility that I had right now, of course.
I'm saying right now.
Like, would I just go right now?
Yeah.
Like, with the risk of, like, losing my job and, you know.
100%.
No, I don't know.
I mean, you'd have to have the conversation. Like, hey, I got an opportunity. I think we could, you know.
I probably wouldn't go, to be honest. However, let's just say on the other side, if everything was a green light and everything did work out and people were like, yes, 100%, we're going to be cheering for you. Bro, I'm in there and I'm competing, you know.
Which show do you think you'd have the highest chance of winning? Like The Amazing Race, Survivor, Big Brother, The Bachelor.
Well, I mean, if I was, I wouldn't go on The Bachelor because I'm married. This guy. So yeah, I would lose that right off the bat.
Wife swap.
Yeah. Oh Lord.
Remember that show, dude? Yes, that's crazy.
Like, bro, these, like, I've seen some crazy ones where they're like, "What, aren't getting along with each other at all?" Like right off the gate, they're just like, "Dude, what are you doing?" No.
Dude, what if we did kid swap?
No, I couldn't give my kids away, man. No, not a chance. But I would say Survivor. I feel like I could, you know.
Yeah, you would excel.
Excel on that show. The Amazing Race, I don't know if I could.
Really?
It feels like it's I haven't seen it all the way through. I don't know if I actually have.
Dude, if you and I did Amazing Race together, we'd win.
For sure.
We'd win. There's no way some mom, you know, some 70-year-old mom and her sister are going to beat us at the Amazing Race. We would win it. Send the dads who try.
What are we waiting for?
Me to lose some weight?
No.
I'm just kidding.
We would win right now.
We would win right now.
Right now, as is.
I'm convinced.
Yeah. Do you think on Survivor you could have the same chance of winning?
I'm overconfident.
Yeah.
And I think that might be my downfall.
Yeah.
That I would get blindsided
by somebody.
I would have the confidence like I'm running this thing, and no one could blindside me. And then in the first vote, I'd be like, "How dare you, Gregory? You backstabbed me."
Yeah, I would. Years ago, I was able to get the experience and go to the CBS studios here in Los Angeles and watch the final finale. For the viewing at the studio, and it was really such a cool experience. The production of it
was it epic, dude.
Oh my gosh, you guys! There are shows that I think will remain popular for eternity.
Yeah.
I think one day when we get to heaven, I think people will still be cheering for that show. I really do. You guys, it's so weird. Like, this was probably like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That I went to this thing. And I did not think that this had this capacity of like what people that were still cheering for it. People were like still in it. I mean, people were like hooting and hollering for these contestants. And it was still real, bro. Like, just because I think that it was gone. No, it's still happening. And I bet you right now, there's still like a cultish following.
For sure. 100%. I check Hulu and Netflix for the new season constantly.
You watch it still?
Yes. My wife and I, Steph and I, we got back into it during the pandemic.
Like religiously.
And we watch binged
it. Yeah.
Seasons.
That's seasons. So awesome. In fifth grade, there was a student teacher. His name was Mr. Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Not Harry Mack.
No. Shout out to Harry Mack, by the way. Yeah,
shout out to Harry Mack.
For sure he's the best freestyler of all time.
That's a big statement.
Freestyler of all time.
That's fire.
That's not hyperbole.
Yeah.
He's the Michael Jordan. Or the LeBron James, pick your poison.
We're not going to get into that right now. Back to Mr. Mack. Mr. Mack decided to, I was in fifth grade at the time. Shout out to Rogers Lane Elementary in Michigan. And he set up this like competition towards the end of the year, and it was like a month long, I think, competition. And it might have been a couple months, but either way, whatever it was, you would compete once a week at the end of the week, and there were certain things that you could do like during the week to get through, like what's that when they vote you off and stuff?
Tribal council.
Yes. Yeah. And I made top three.
No way.
Top three, and guess who gets? I get out next. I'm third. I take third place. Damn. And you guys, I was crying, actually. I remember crying. This is not fair.
In fifth grade,
I was so emotional. He was like, dude, it's all right, man. And I think about it now, and I'm like laughing. I'm like, wow, I was really, really passionate. But I'm just saying, if I made it to top three in fifth grade, do you not think that translates now?
Dude, you're at least redeeming second place.
Oh, man, I'm winning the Millie.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
The competition was like monkey bars and the playground and stuff. And you know, you're running. Yeah. You had to win like certain team competitions, which is fun. Dude, like I remember like it was real. It was a fun thing
that we did. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to do that type of stuff. I'm like, think about how you're talking about these memories in fifth grade. I want to create memories like that for the boys.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think as parents, like it's our opportunity not just to like get our kids to survive and like add value because they went through education.
Yeah.
But it's like to create moments like that, memories like that, you know, setting up an obstacle course and being like, all right, it's Survivor.
Yeah,
you know?
It's real. Speaking of like surviving, you know, this past week I noticed that we had tons of Celsius around the office, and you're a big Celsius guy.
Yeah, big Celsius guy. Yep.
Celsius came out with these new tropical vibes. This is not a sponsorship thing. And I just, I was kind of thinking about it. Yep. And prior to recording this podcast this morning, we are drinking Celsius as well. And I thought to myself, when did I start drinking energy drinks? And it made me think back to when we were like playing like Halo.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Right? Xbox days, you're probably...
But that wasn't energy drinks, was it? That was like Mountain Dew and Surge.
Yeah, but... Yeah, you know, you're right. Because... No, but I was popping energy drinks for sure, like around then.
Like Red Bull?
We had a friend who worked for Red Bull, and this was way... Sorry. This was later on. We found a sponsor, by the way, for Red Bull. Not right now.
Oh, yeah.
But back in the day, one of our friends, you know, those Red Bull cars that drive by.
Yeah.
My friend worked for it in Michigan. And so she would always drop off laundry baskets full of like Red Bull and just said, "Hey, boys." And I'm like, dude, we're going through them like crazy. It's probably not healthy for us at all by any means. But I started thinking back on when I started like drinking like energy drinks. And, you know, I was kind of laughing through some of the stuff because you go through phases of energy drinks. There was like, remember the X something? It was like a great
X-Factor.
I don't know. It was like called X Energy or something. Like, I forget. But you had that. You had Monster. You had Red Bull. And
I used to play paintball. And I would travel the country playing paintball.
Yep.
And so we were sponsored by XS Energy.
XS.
Yep. That's energy. What it was.
That's XS. What it was. Yes.
XS Energy. And I feel like XS Energy was like Celsius before Celsius, you know?
Yeah.
It was like
the healthy one.
Yeah, it was like kind of healthy, but like edgy.
Yeah.
And then we were sponsored by Monster.
Yep.
And then me and my friends used to go to this, like, our kids will never know what this is, but it was like an internet cafe.
Yeah.
And they had all these computers lined up for people to come in and play.
PC.
Yeah, like PC games. And so like we were playing like Counter-Strike.
Oh, yeah.
And the place was sponsored by this energy drink called Balls. BAWLS. Yeah.
I think I remember that.
It's like this blue bottle.
Holy crap.
And it's like the blue balls that will get you off or something like that. It's like being like 11 years old, being like, what does that mean? But I will take 4 balls, you know? Like,
bro, speaking of energy drinks, man, like I was laughing because I seen a clip the other day from Theo Vaughn.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, no.
I'm not saying I support Theo in anything, but I would say he's funny. There's a lot of crap.
Oh, man, he makes me laugh.
Dude, he makes me laugh. He just says
crazy stuff.
The
shock factor of it. I can't help myself.
It's the whole thing for me that works for him. It's like the mullet. Shtick.
Yeah.
You know, his personality, his, you know, all of it. But I saw a clip, and he was like talking about energy drinks, and it was the one with Joe Rogan. And he goes, you know, he was like describing a person that would drink Monster.
Oh, no.
And he goes, you know, guys who drink Monster look like they beat their wives.
Oh, and I go, gosh.
I started thinking about it, bro.
Oh, my gosh. I used to be sponsored by Monster. Tommy. I promise. I care for my wife. I love her.
I know you do. I know you do.
Do I look like that?
No, you do not look like that at all. But I was like, bro, like, I couldn't help but think about, like, you know, some guy from the South, you know, like, drinking Monster in a pickup truck and just, I know it's so bad, but, dude, I don't know why I found it funny, and now that we're talking about energy drinks, I thought of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should do a video.
Yeah.
A clip or something like that. That's, like, what your favorite kid show says about you.
Yeah.
Like, if your favorite kid show is Coco Melon.
Yeah.
You don't have money for a babysitter.
Holy cow. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
If your favorite show, kids show is Bluey, you care more about being your kid's friend than their parent. I'm playing.
I'm like, whoa.
You know, people are gonna get
rattled.
Could you imagine? I actually mean that. I'm like, you guys, Bluey's my favorite.
Yeah,
but people get so mad. if Daniel Tiger is your favorite kid show, then
start making stuff up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a part of a military family.
Holy cow.
What? That could be really funny.
That could be really funny, and we should give it a try.
You know what? You know what people do these days?
Yeah.
They get offended too easy.
Oh, man. Are we just in our emotions or what?
I could be like, man, Bluey is a great show. And people be like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Have you seen Muffin? I hate you because you like Bluey.
Yeah.
Then I could be like, man, Bluey, I don't know if I should watch it because of Muffin. And people be like, how dare you? A show that supports dogs who are also women?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I hate you because you don't like Bluey. It's like people get offended so easy. I want to raise my kids, Tommy, with thick skin and a soft heart.
Yeah.
I want them to be able to live life unoffended.
That's it.
Not bitter, not cynical. I want them to think critically, but not cynically.
Yeah. It's such a crappy way to live. You know, like,
yes.
You know, always assuming the worst of people, you know, you get mad at
everything's
them
an attack.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I welcome a lot. Like, I feel like I try my best to be unoffended or at least be, you know, easy to get. Like, I just don't want to fall into that little trap. And life just becomes way too icky for me when I do get like that. I get critical of everyone. I think everyone else is wrong. And I'm like, you know what, man?
My opinion's always the best one.
And it's like, dude, come on, bro. And I feel like I've been around people like that before. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. I don't think that's a fun way to live.
I want to know, when has public social media anger ever fixed anything truly? You can cancel people. You can get rid of them. But at the end of the day, you yelling at someone in the chats with all caps isn't going to change someone's mind. It's a wild idea to think that anger, hate, vitriol, name calling is any sort of actual solution. I just help my kids grow up with a sense of, hey, let's be solution oriented. And by solution, it's how can we bring people together instead of separate people and bring them apart.
Yeah, I think a lot of people want to be comfortable in like living, you know, within the confines of like, you know, rather be upset, rather be, you know, because it's just easy to like, I think it's just easy to be mad all the time. Yeah. It really is, because you like if you really think about it, like there are things that like does tick me off.
Yeah,
you know, like. I wake up on a Monday morning and people are always like already honking and I'm just like, dude, chill out.
Yeah.
And do I want like, you know, I let that kind of tip into my day. Then, you know, it's like the next person, they say something wrong. And then it's just like, okay, then the kids are screaming too loud. And then everyone's just like, dude, you know, I don't want to live like that.
No.
I want to come into my day. I want to be undefended.
100%. I feel like if people are honking at me in traffic, I used to get so mad. Yeah. I used to, you know, point them to heaven. You know what, I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Of course, of course, of course.
And now I just smile really big.
Passive.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. Oh, I can raise my hand too. This is called a wave.
Yeah.
Hope you have a great day. Hey, I'm sorry that your day isn't going the way you planned it.
Yeah.
Before I'd be like, what'd you call me?
Yeah.
You know, I'd be chasing people down on my bike.
But even your wave, you know, sometimes, because I've been with you in the car where I feel like you've gotten, you know, like you don't get like upset. You just, you know, you get the crazy eyes a little bit and you're just kind of doing the wave. And
I can't help myself.
Holy cow. You know, and I'm like, oh, hey, this is, I would rather have that, you know.
Than explosive anger.
Than the explosive anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, they may not know. I know.
Oh man, LA is full of such bad drivers. I love it.
Oh bro, we just had some of our friends get into some crazy accidents.
We've had four friends get in car accidents recently.
Yeah.
Five.
And it's all because people are legit you know, careless, doing some crazy crap here on the road that they shouldn't be doing.
Yep.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Our friends Mark, Maddie, and Doe.
Yep.
They're all in a car together.
Yep.
A 95-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Hits their car and flips her car on top of it.
Yeah.
That's one car accident.
Yeah.
Our good friend, our good buddy Rob.
Yeah.
He's in a Tesla.
Yeah.
A car comes at him. He has to swerve. runs his car through a gymnastic studio.
Yeah. Thankfully, no one got hurt.
In Beverly Hills.
Crazy.
Yeah, thank God. And then here's the last one. My dog Penny got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Look, these drivers, dude. Penny even had her blinker on and everything running across the street. Dude, how crazy is that? Penny got hit by a car. I didn't see it. I heard it.
Yeah.
Because there's a car between me and her, and I hear this. Doo-doo,
That's probably like the scary,
double hit. Doo-doo. She got ran over twice, bro.
It's so bad.
And we rushed her to the ER. She's totally fine.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
I saw her today. She looked great.
Yeah, well, she's expensive.
Yeah, she is. You guys, I'm just going to make a statement here. I'm not getting a pet ever. I'm not. My mom had dogs, and my wife's parents had dogs, and it's just such an emotional pull. I can't do it.
Like, bro, you're going to get a dog.
No, I'm not.
As soon as your boys
No. They're not going to get it.
You're going to get a dog.
You want to see animals? I'm going to take you to the zoo.
No, you're going
to
get a dog.
You know, we're going to go to Chowhound. You can see the parrots, the dogs, the cats, and
you're
all
gonna
that stuff.
You're going to get a little beta fish. You're gonna beta fish. You're going to do all of it.
Yeah. I had a beta fish.
The same.
I really enjoyed it, and then it died.
Yeah.
And then guess what? I got another one. It's easy.
You flush it.
An animal? Come on, bro. I'm not taking to the...
fish is an animal.
Yeah, but it's not expensive.
You mean like a mammal?
Huh?
Like a mammal.
No, just like an actual dog or a cat or something that you have to put a lot of time into.
Yeah. See, I would never get a cat because I'd be afraid they'd try to kill me at night. They're terrifying, bro. I don't trust them.
Have you always been a pet person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always grew up with pets, trying to catch snakes and lizards and stuff.
Yeah, not a chance. I'm not doing the snakes and the lizards. You know what? Go and do a lizard.
You look like a tarantula guy.
Heck no. Dude, there's not a chance on planet Earth I would own a spider on a free will.
That's so scary, dude.
Bro, you wake up one day, you're having this tarantula in your house, you know, in this little cage. The next morning you wake up and it's gone.
I'm gone too.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Burning down my house.
Yeah, this thing, you know, gets into a hole, decides to find some mates. You know, this thing comes, it has eggs, and then boom, 20 tarantulas later, you're gone. What are you going to, like, you're done.
I've seen this movie, Eight-Legged Freaks.
Men in Black.
Remember that? Eight-Legged Freaks, you remember that?
I don't remember seeing it, but I remember hearing about the show, yes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Want to know what else is ridiculous?
What's that?
This is episode 52. We said when we started the podcast that we'd do a weekly one.
Yeah.
And we didn't keep up with that. This would be officially our year's worth of podcasts.
That's awesome.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
We want to say thank you to everyone who tunes in. You guys are just the best.
Let's go.
Maybe you're a dad who tries. Maybe you're a guy who's going to become a dad who tries. Maybe you're a mom or a spouse or a sister tuning in. We want to say thank you to everybody. You're amazing. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Guess what, you guys? We're going to be with you the rest of this month. And maybe, who knows what could happen
into the future.
We'll see you soon.